Hard to say when falling oil prices will turn into falling prices at the gas pump, and for now, prices are still high enough that they are changing the way that families spend their summer vacations. Bianca Boscas-Tonis from member station WBUR finds many frugal families are bypassing hotels. They're going to campgrounds.
Nearly every year, the Weavers visit Six Flags New England near Springfield, Massachusetts. They used to stay in a hotel, but this year they're pitching a tent.
Like, you know what? I'm not going to spend $150 for a hotel when you can do this for $38.
Lisa Weaver is a secretary, and her husband Don is a mechanic. They say they shop around their New Hampshire town for the lowest gas prices and minimize their driving since it costs more than $60 to fill their Dodge Intrepid. Food prices and the overall uncertainty of the economy worry them. So they're taking their two teenaged kids on a cheap vacation this year. That's how they ended up at Sodom Mountain Campground. Problem is, the Weavers haven't been camping in years. And although camping was Lisa Weaver's idea, she freaked out about a visitor to her campsite the night before.
If I would have been out here with the skunk, I would have died. I would have gotten in the car. Just get me out of here. Where's the Sheridan?
To make matters worse, Lisa's husband forgot some essential camping supplies, like the stakes for their four-room tent.
I could have sworn they were all there.
So the Weavers crammed into a one-room tent without a rain fly. 13-year-old Miranda slept under a hole in the ceiling of the tent.
So I woke up with wet sleeves, with all my sweatshirt, wet pillow, wet hair, wet sleeping bag, wet bed, everything. And they didn't get wet at all, because their side was perfectly fine. I was the one that got soaked.
The Weavers weren't the only ones here to get caught in the rain. The campground owner says she's seeing lots of families try camping now that their vacation budgets are smaller. And sometimes they're ill-prepared. Nationwide, campground owners say tent camping is up 10% since last year. The most surprising trend is that people are camping so close to home.
Daddy's looking for the hot dogs.
I don't know where the hot dogs are.
Great. Kathy and Mike Barassa and their three kids are only 30 minutes away from their home in Springfield.
We used to go to New Hampshire. We used to go to Storyland, but we couldn't afford it because gas is so expensive. And
it's a really cute little park, too. But they've been twice, so that's okay. Maybe next year.
Mike Barassa is an electrician and Kathy is a bartender. Even though Mike just got a big raise, the Barassas are lowering their expectations.
It's going to cost us, you know, probably $2,000 this winter to heat our house.
Yeah, we haven't been using our air conditioners because it's too expensive.
That also means no Six Flags and no visit to the kids' grandparents in South Carolina.
So we have to kind of stay by here and enjoy nature.
We like
the rain today was a little too much for me. I had a little breakdown, but I got over it.
But the Barassas say there is an upside to camping, and that's getting their kids away from the television. The same is true for the Weavers, the family from New Hampshire. They're sitting around their campfire roasting marshmallows. Lisa says she doesn't care how many marshmallows they eat.
They're both here. That's half a battle.
Not a battle.
Suddenly, her 16-year-old Kevin announces it's time for bed and that he's sleeping in the car. He says the tent is too wet and too crowded.
All right. Good night. Love you.
Kevin is relieved to hear they're going home tomorrow. As for next year's family vacation, sleeping in a tent may not be at the top of the list. But that choice might again depend on the economy. For NPR News, I'm Bianca Boscas-Tonis.